Section 3. When annual PAY returns are not required. We do need to think about whether PAY returns need to be filed at all, especially if there's more than one pay-as-you-earn scheme registered. HMRC provides guidance on what to do if an employer has no annual return to make, and the guidance warns that failing to notify this information to HMRC may result in the issuing of unnecessary reminders and also penalty notices. A PAYE annual return will not be required if no payments of wages, salaries, etc. have been made to any director or employee, and the employer has not had to complete a P11 deductions working sheet during the 2010-11 tax year. We can notify HMRC in writing or by telephone, keeping a copy of the letter or note of telephone call. But by far the best way of notifying HMRC is to do it online, completing the online form by providing the employer name, the PAYE reference, and the contact details of the person completing the online form. The declaration that has to be completed says, "I have no employer annual return to make." There is a tick box and also other tick boxes to say yes or no as to whether or not a P11DB, return of Class 1A NICs and return of expenses and benefits employer declaration, is due. In most cases, if there are no P14s, there will also be no P11DB. If there have been no payments of wages, salaries, etc., the annual PAY return will not be required. This may occur where the company has a registered PAYE scheme, but there are no payments to the directors or employees, usually because they are paid through another company, perhaps a holding company or a service company. If there have been payments to directors or employees, but the amounts have been below the National Insurance Contribution's lower earnings limit of £97 per week, or £421 per month, and there have been no NICs or PAYE tax deducted, there will be no need to file an end-of-year PAYE return. We would then notify HMRC. However, if payments in any week or month have exceeded the NIC's lower earnings limit, even where no deductions were required because the amounts did not reach the NIC's earning threshold, a P14 will be required so that the employee or director will receive a credit for NICs. In those circumstances, the annual PAY return must be filed, despite the fact that there were no deductions.